Today's topic, I wanted to talk about a topic that's really extraordinarily relevant, and it's a pasuk in this week's parsha, in Parshas Vayera, and you see on top of the Ma'amar Kema sheets, Ki yadativ lamana sheyetzaves bonav es beisay acharov. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I have to tell Avram, I'm a chasani me Avram, am I going to hide from Avram what I'm going to do in Stoim? I have to tell him, ki yadativ, because I know about Avram Avinu. Lamana sheyetzaves bonav, because Avram Avinu was a person that's mechanic his children. He will command his children, ves beisay acharov, and his household afterward, v'shomru derech Hashem. He's going to teach them to keep the laws of Hashem. Lasei tzedakah, to do righteousness, u'mishpat, l'man hovi Hashem al Avram es asher dibur alav, in order for Hashem to bring upon him and all his descendants the bracha that he explicitly stated for Avram. This pasuk, according to many achrayim, teach us that there's a mitzvah of chinuch. Because the reason why the Torah, we're going to speak about this perhaps later if we get to it, and if it's not not after 9:30 already, that the idea behind the Maisa Avos that came through the entire Sefer Bereishis before we gave the mitzvah, Hashem gave us the mitzvahs, was because He wanted to teach us an Hoga of Yashrus. And we learn from that Hoga of the Avos that the Yashrus comes before anything else. And therefore, some stories that we see in Bereishis, we learn out several Yesaidis Achayim, and this is the pasuk that teaches us the yisoid of chinuch, of teaching our children to follow in our footsteps. As the pasuk says, "Lamana sheyetzaves bonav es beisay achrov v'shomru derech Hashem." So this week I decided we should talk about the mitzvah of chinuch habonim, particularly the mitzvah of chinuch habonim, and what is the mitzvah of chinuch habonim? How is it to be defined? In what cases do we apply the mitzvah of chinuch? In what cases we don't apply the mitzvah of chinuch? And we're not going to go through every mitzvah, but we're going to come out with something solid after today, a lumnus, that we can apply in the future to every mitzvah, to decide, is my son at the age for this particular mitzvah? Is he not at the age for this particular mitzvah? And if he is at the age for this particular mitzvah, how long do I have to be mechanichim in this? Do I have to make him do the mitzvah exactly the way I would do it? Can I be more makel on him? Can I allow him to do less of a mitzvah? Can I allow him to do just a little bit? And those are the things we have to apply in every situation of chinuch. And the truth is, if you're like me, then every time you approach this mitzvah, you basically make it up as you go along. And that's what we're basically doing. We make it up as we go along. We'll remember when we did it, when we were a kid. But lamaisa, we're not applying any particular gather to when we are going to, when are we going to apply the mitzvah at what stage. So today, hopefully, we'll come out with a little bit of a gather, and we'll come out with halacha l'maisa also in specific situations. Let's have a look at the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah is the beginning of this sugya. And the Gemara in Sukkah is talking about the mitzvah of lulav and esrog on the first day. As you all know, we have a mitzvah that says, lukachtem lochem bayin arishin, and we dash with the word lochem, that it has to be hours on the first day. And therefore the Gemara tells us the following halacha. Om Reb Zeid. A person should not be makne his dalad minin to a cotton on the first day of Yom Tif. So my time, what's the reason? The yanuke mikne kani. Because the cotton will be kind of this particular dalad minin because you are makne him with your das. But he can't be makne back to you. And therefore v'ishtakach, and it'll come out, it'll come out that we are not being yotzei with our own lulavim, because we'll try to take it back from him, and even though in mitzias wise, physically, the lulav and esrog is in our hands, but at the same time, it doesn't belong to us, it still belongs to the cotton, because he couldn't cause us to acquire back this particular lulav and esrog. Rashi explains it the way we just said it. We shouldn't give him, as a kinyan, this lulav and esrog matoneh, till he's not yaitze. And the question is, mikne kani, because he can be kaine. Dirabonim tikiru leischil in avshei, he can be also zeicha for himself, midirabonim. But iknui le mikni, eine yachal lachse lachneise leog matoneh, he cannot go back and be maknet his father with a matoneh, the lav bar dasu, because he can't be maknet anything, he's a lav bar das. This is the Gemara, this is the halacha that's also brought down in Shulchan Aruch. As the Gemara says, you see in front of you, the Mechaber says, it's in the Torah Reish Nun Ches, Lo yitnenu b'yayim rishin l'kotun kaidim sheyetzibay. You should not give your lulav and esrog to a katan before you're already yaitzu yourself. Mipnei sha'katan kaina ve'enei machna lacherim in atayim. V'nimtza she'in hechzira eloi, and if it comes out, if the katan gives it back to you, enei mufzer, it's not really given back to you. However, in taifas, asatinai, kevin shelo yotza miyodei shakir domi. However, there's an eitzah around it. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if you pick up the child, and you have him, let's say, stand on a chair, and you're both holding the lulav and esrog together, and you hold it in his hands, and he does the mitzvah, shaper dom. That's good. Therefore, everything is fine. You're not really relinquishing control over this dalet minim. So since you're not giving up control, it still belongs to you, nor vos, you're letting your kid play with the dalet minim and make the bracha like he's performing the mitzvah. That's very good. Shaper dom is the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. It's a shtickl shver lashon, but we'll leave it for a little bit later. Let's have a look. In the Bogen Adon.
Yeah, he wouldn't be yaitzah the mitzvah. Let's say I did it to an adult. If I gave him the lulav and esrog, I held on to it. Would that other adult be yaitzah the mitzvah?
No.
So then what's the whole point of holding on? Why just give it to him and don't be machnik to him?
You're asking a very good kasha. You're asking a very good kasha.
So wouldn't chinuch be more than give it into his hand, even though you're not being machnik to him?
See, this is the shayla that we're mamash talking about, right? This is what we're trying to introduce. What is the mitzvah of chinuch? How is it to be defined? Is it good enough that he's holding it with him? Does he have to take it into his hands? Because if you're going to use a strict definition, it doesn't make a difference which way you do it. If you hold it with him or you put it into his hands, either way, it's not his. So either way, a gadol, if he would be standing there, would not be going to the mitzvah with, if it wasn't his, lulav and esrog. So where do you draw the line? At what point do you say that it's good? At what point do you say it's not good? So it happens to be it's a machlokes
acharonim. The bottom line is that the reason why you don't do it is because if you give it to somebody, somebody who doesn't know the halacha says, oh, he didn't give it to a kid. Meanwhile, he's not supposed to give it to a kid. Then he's machted it and he can't take it back. So you hold it because somebody else doesn't know the halacha.
Oh, that's a very interesting task, because I was going to mention that later in the shiur, that kasha. That's a very, very, very important halacha. What would hope you would save it a little bit later. Let's try to learn the machlokes acharonim, because we haven't even gotten to that point. Okay, why he's saying, why not do it this way and do it that way? You might as well put it in his hands. That's correct. Okay, very good. Yeah, but I want you to remember it for later also, because there's a chance that I'm going to forget it. Okay. So let's have a look. What time should we Oh, then he should say it.
Exactly.
It's like, you know, you asked a very good kasha. It wasn't an obvious kasha. When a kid in my shay asks an obvious kasha, I feel like he's like an Israeli cab driver. He says, well, why? You ever hear these Israeli cab drivers? Tremendous. You pull up to the crisis and it says, Tistakel, that kota. You know, like you never saw it before in your life. It's a big sign, Tachanam Merkazit. Take a look, Tistakel, Tachanam Merkazit. You know, like, okay, good. That's why you know, that's how you can always figure out they're ripping you off, because they don't think you know anything. So they go, okay, fine. Let's see the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham says, Lekotten, Imamah Lekotten, Yehei Shulchav, Afsha Teitzei Bari, Hakotten, Layot. Tremendous. Says the Mogen Avraham, if you say to the cotton, listen, I'm giving you my lulav and esrog until you're yaitzah, but I'm not giving it to you to acquire it as a kinyan. The Mogen Avraham is pointing at her. He says, very good, the Shulchan Aruch is saying, shaper domi, that yes, you're okay, and if you held it with him, it's good. But if you do that, just beware. Because even though it's good for you, even though you get the lulav and esrog back because you were never machnit to him, but on the other hand, don't think the cotton was yaitzah his chiyuv, because the cotton was being yaitzah with a lulav and esrog that's not his. As I look to Mogen Avraham, look how he says it clearly. If I'm in the cotton, if he says to the cotton, Yehei shulcha atcha teitzah bei hakotten, layot. Right? Atcha teitzah bei, excuse me, hakotten, layot. So he's not going to be yaitzah until he says to me, I'm not giving this to you. I'm just letting you have it in your hands to use until you're yaitzah, and then you'll give it back to me. But I'm not being machnet to you. K'mashe kosav siv gimel, he says here. And I quoted for you over here in the parentheses, siv gimel, ein odom yaitzah yidei chayvasa b'yamrishim b'lulav shal chaveh rashi ish'ilon. The Magen Avraham is saying that this is a case of being mashalit to the cotton. If you're mashal the lulav and esrog to the cotton, he borrows it, and he tries to be yaitzah by, l'maisa, you can take it back. You're going to be yaitzah. But the cotton is not going to be yaitzah. It's a very sure of chat. Now this is the Mogen Avraham. Why the Shrek? Because it's the Shrek, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. What was the Shulchan Aruch saying? If you give it to the cotton, and you say, listen, I'm going to give it to you, and I hold it with you, but I'm not giving it to you as a matane, I'm not going to be machnet to you, shaper domi, everything's good. Magen Avraham comes in and says, don't think so fast that everything is good. Everything is good l'gabe you, the adult, because you can take it back and be yotze with it. But l'gabe the cotton, he wasn't yotze skiyah. What do you see from Magen Avraham? The Magen Avraham holds that the mitzvah of chinuch is that you have, the cotton has to perform the mitzvah in the same way that if a gadol was performing it, he would be yotze with it. And that's what a person has to be mechanech his kid to do. Exactly the way a gadol has to be yotze, he has to be yotze the same thing as well. So therefore, if you give it to a cotton as a she'ela, hashalot, you tell him he can borrow to be yotze, the mitzvah, and then he goes ahead and does it, says to Magen Avraham, he's not the yotze, or you're not the yotze, you're a chiyuv to be mechanech the child. Why? Because at the end of the day, he didn't do it in the way that an adult is supposed to do it. Yeah, AJ, you're...
Isn't
Magen Avraham? Yes, he is.
Why are we talking about the
No, because again, that's what he's being mechavan to. He's quoting from the case of Hash'olah. And he's obviously addressing the last case, because the last case is the case of Hash'olah. The last case is, what you're doing basically is performing the mitzvah in a way that you wouldn't be yotzei the mitzvah had an adult been doing it. And the Magen Avraham, of course, he's saying it on the first line, but again, it's the same application of the Magen Avraham. The same way in the first line he says, if you did a hash'olah, it's not going to work. And why is that? Because he's not performing the mitzvah in the way that if adult was doing it now, he'd be yotzei. So too, at the end, when he says, came to liyotzei, miyodei shaper dami, the truth is that the Magen Avraham is saying, holding in that case the same thing. Shaper dami can only apply to the father, that he's going to be able to be yotzei with the dalet minim. But it's not going to apply to Zchiyuv Chinuch on that child to have him be yotzei in the exact format that an adult had to be yotzei at that moment. That's the Magen Avraham's opinion.
According to the Magen Avraham, the older child will be asking him to do his own set.
Correct. Correct. Well, at least the first day. For the first day or the first 2 days, according to in Chutzlar. That is correct. You can only be yotzei. Now, of course, the Gemara tells us he doesn't have a chiyuv until he knows l'naneya, until he knows how to do the nuim. And we have, and there are achrayim that learn that it means only until he knows how to do the nianuim with like the nianuim like everyone else. You know, three back. You know, halacha b'avah here three times. Halacha b'avah here three times. Not exactly sure how Mr. Sfar does it, but l'maisa you can go in all six directions, and it's halacha b'avah. That's when he's magil l'chinuv. Before that, you don't have to do it. But once he gets to that point, he has to be yotzei in a way that you would. So, for example, if you're thinking of buying your child a lemon, according to the Magen Avraham, just because he's not bar mitzvah yet, you can't do it. What?
You can't do it, or
I mean, you're not the yotzei. You're a mitzvah of chinuch to be mechanic of child. Because the mitzvah of chinuch, it's hard to say. This is it's a bit of a debate. But most achrayim neman, most achrayim neman that the chiyuv chinuch is not the chiyuv of children in mitzvahs is a chiyuv on the father to be mechanachim, not a chiyuv on the cotton to perform the mitzvah. So so what you said, he's yotze lulav, but he's not yotze the mitzvah of chinuch. The whole chiyuv of lulav on the child is the mitzvah of chinuch. It is no other chiyuv.
He can't be yotze.
He's not really arguing, he's just clarifying.
That's right.
But the Lashon is not shmer. Shaper domi means everything is good. No, but he's saying that he's not yotzei his no. Magen Avraham is saying you're not yotzei your chiyuv chinuch.
So that's why he's clarifying. You have to do what the sefer says.
No, that's not even being yotzei chiyuv chinuch. In that case, no, I know, but that's only shaper domi that he can then give it to the next guy. I mean, he can take it back himself to the yotzei. But shaper domi doesn't have. No, that's what it means. That's what it means. It says it has to be there. Magen Avraham, it's against what Magen Avraham said. The Magen Avraham said, if you don't perform the mitzvah in a way that a brother would have to perform it. Now, if I went to you and held you in the mess of your hand, you'd be the best way to be yitzvah. That's why the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is bad, according to Magen Avraham. It's a shock for Tommy. It sounds like everything is wrong. We'll see in a moment.
You didn't do it.
No, but what he's saying is that.
Go on, go on, go on. We're having a private conversation.
What are we talking about? That's not understanding.
We're trying to bring out that the Mogen Avraham's opinion is that when it comes to the chiyuv by a katan in mitzvahs, which is not a chiyuv on the katan, it's a chiyuv on the father to be mechanechim in mitzvahs. So we see that the chiyuv chinuch on the father to his child is to have the child perform the mitzvah in a way that he would be yotzei if he were an adult right now. Because he is saying that if you give him the lulav and esrog as a hash'olah to borrow it, it's not his now. He is not, you're not yotzei your mitzvah of chinuch habonim bil mitzvahs of lulav and esrog. Because, he says, you are not the yotzei, because it's not the oifen that a father, that an adult would be yotzei the mitzvah at that point. Okay. Well, you don't like buying, you like buying the lemon for the kids.
No, I don't know. I don't think it's my problem. We were right.
It's so similar.
You're not yotzei that the mitzvah.
Who didn't give the mitzvah?
He
didn't do the mitzvah of lulav. What does that mean? Who didn't do the mitzvah? And if it was good, did he do a mitzvah? And if it was good, did he do a mitzvah? No, because he had to achieve the father to do the mitzvah. No, he didn't do a mitzvah. No, the cotton. No, that's a totally different situation. Because the Gemara is replete with women already doing. A woman is a bar chayuv in mitzvahs in general. A cotton is not. It's a different case. Can't bring it right. Okay. So let's try to move on to the Mishnah Berurah, because here we're going to see our machlokes, and maybe we'll find some more. You know, we'll see some more insight into this issue. The Mishnah Berurah afanart. If you look at the Chav Ches over here, Kevin Shelo Yotza Miyadoi Shaper Dami. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is going on. Right? In Chayvus Matzinik, if you hold a little benesek with the child, Kevin Shelo Yotza Miyadoi, since it didn't come out of your hand, Shaper Dami. So here comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, Ratzalayma. The Al Yadei Zeh Ein HaKotten Kainaklal. Because if you hold it while he's holding it, there's no Shaila that the cotton was not kind of this particular dalamina. The who had him loy machne lay klal the cotton. This is also the din if you don't, you're not machne to him. I shall him loy yehi shalach ad shetetze boy. He brings the tzir of the Mogen Avraham, like we just mentioned. But after kach yehi shali, and after kibatchila, it should come back to me like it was before. The hevel lay kishol. It's like a borrowing case. Can emel lay elsev gimel. Ela de bechol eila ha'etzes, loy mahani yirach legodl. Maybe this Mishnah Berurah will make the Mogen Avraham clearer. This only works for the God in terms of being able to be yotze with this dalad minim afterwards. But the cotton is not yotze with this particular netila. His father was not mekayim the mitzvah of chinuch b'chiyai gavlo. When is the Mekayim the mitzvah of chinuch? When he gives it to him in the way that he would have to be yotzei if you were an adult right now. But says the Mishnah Berurah, and he's really quoting the Mogen Avraham, he's saying that if he does it in this oifen, all it is good for is his future yotzei of a mitzvah. But it's not good right now for the cotton in terms of his chiyuv the mitzvah of chinuch. No, because look what he says right afterwards. The loikiyeng boy of him mitzvahs chinuch.
Okay.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. Definitely, those words are mashma that the cotton has a chiyuv. And the truth is, that's a whole separate chiyuv. Is it a mitzvah on the father? Is it a mitzvah on the son? Is it a mitzvah on both? Yeah. I'm saying that's part of a clear that we're, you know, we go to that whenever. I'd love to hear, it's going to be very interesting if anyone ever hears this tape again. What are they doing now? Okay. The opening packs of Rebbe cards, that's what it is. Okay. Yeah. Now, till now was the Mogen Avraham. And now we're going to see for the first time that there is a differing opinion. as you see at the end of the Mishnah Berurah, there are in three lines from the bottom of the Mishnah Berurah, he says, V'yesh me'achroinim shesoyrim, there are those achroinim that hold, the mitzvahs chinuch miskayim gam b'shok. So he says, happens to be the achron that he's quoting is the Big Day Yesha, and the Big Day Yesha holds, as the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that there are those achroinim that hold that you're yotzei the mitzvah of chinuch of your child, even if you hold it with him in his hand, or even if you give it to him borrowing, that you're giving him as a loan. A loaner says, he's yotzei with it, and then he gives it back to you. Some achroinim hold that you are yotzei your mitzvah as chinuch with this. The hagam b'zeh mischanech haben lemitzvahs, because through this he also becomes mechunuch in mitzvahs, v'chein mashma b'martcha, tzidin v'shoinim b'shem rabban. Says the Shar HaTziyun, it's important. Says the Shar HaTziyun, who's they see the Lamed Vav in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah bringing down his Mekairis. The Kosav Shom, because the Martza writes there, uvekiyei hadas machzir noisay limkoymoi v'hatinoikis meyatzvim noikle noisay umavarchin olam. The Bekiyei hadas, people that know what they're doing, they put the lulav and esrog back in its place, and the tinoikis from himself takes it. So you're not giving it to him. You put it down in its area, and you walk away. The tina comes over and takes it, and he shakes the lulav and esrog, and he makes a bracha. So you see from the marcha that he holds very clearly that if you do it in an oifen where it's not a haknah, but you do it in an oifen that all it is a hashvale, that it works. And from the fact that he was praising them by saying the Bekiyei Hadas, mashma the sphere like kein laloche. Ula de arishayna, but according to the first opinion, haloi lekiyem ha'av mitzvah schinach. According to the first opinion that the Mishnah that I brought in the Mishnah Berurah, obviously in this case where you put it down and then the cotton comes over and takes it, that would be here, there, the father would not be yet to the mitzvah of chinuch. Elavada the sphere lay the mitzvah of chinuch, who rak al etzem ha mitzvah, veloy al pirte ha mitzvah. Avada he holds that it's only on the etzem, the essence of the mitzvah, which is to have the alev minin, but not on the particulars of the mitzvah. Okay, and then let's do a few words here. But again, the idea that the Shar HaTzion is then enforcing in the Mishnah Berurah as a raya, that you see from the Big Day Yesha, and you see from even the Martcha, that there are those that hold, and that Lamaisa, you don't have a chiyuv that the cotton, your chiyuv is not that the cotton has to perform the mitzvah in the exact oifen that adult would have to do it to be the kind of mitzvah, but that rather, as long as he does the yikar part of the mitzvah, even though he's not mekayim the entire thing, you still go to your mitzvah of chinuch. It sounds like it wouldn't even have the tzura of the mitzvah, so then you're not even mekayim the mitzvah. Yeah, it sounds like it.
So if he thinks that it's not,
then
the father, the other
one,
take it back.
Well, is he old enough to know that he can't give it back to you?
Let's say he's 10 years old. That's almost no difference.
You can give him credit. You can tell him straight out. What he thinks is not necessarily But it's good. It's interesting you mention that because I'm going to talk about it a little bit at the end of it, because the next line in the Gemara in the Bava Beis and Sukkah talks about lying to a kid. It's amazing. It's a very interesting juxtaposition of the Gemara. So right afterwards, it talks about the issue of lying to a kid, and it'll explain maybe a little bit later why. And your issue may be part of the explanation. Okay. So now we have a machlokes achronim between the Big Day Yesha and perhaps even Rishayim and the Marcha with the Magen Avraham as to what the mitzvah of chinuch is. Now the reason why I really like this topic because Rav Moshe actually used this lomdus to answer a very important shiloh. Shiloh was asked in Detroit, a yeshiva called Beis Yehuda, a cheder in Detroit. And apparently, during the formative years of the neighborhood, there were questions as to whether this particular maaser or maybe other maasers in the community should have co-ed yeshivas. Whether they should have children, boys and girls, together.
Raise your hand if you want.
I sometimes get the impression in certain places that I go in the summer that I see some people that their whole life regretted that they weren't able to go to a co-ed camp. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I told you.
Okay. I'm not talking about your case. You just got red in the face like I don't know what.
I
like
to go
to
a co-ed camp.
Okay. You didn't tell your shvet, you got it to the rules. Okay. So, this was the shaila that came to him. It was asked again 6 years later, the same shaila. They wanted a clarification by Rav Moshe to the shaila. And the Rav Moshe said the shaila really is tully in this machlokes achron. A child who's in first grade, second grade, he was talking of, the shaila was really asked up until fifth grade, this shaila. By fifth grade, it would be also nikadim, no matter who you learn like, Rav Moshe held. He said that until fifth grade, Rav Moshe said, the shaila depends on this machlokes achrayim. Whether the mitzvah of chinuch is that it has to be done in the same oifen that an adult would do it in, and that's what you have to mechanic your child for. Well, the pshat is no. You have to do it in a way that prepares your child for mitzvahs later, but it doesn't necessarily have to be according to kedusha kedin right now what an adult would have to do. It's regal, it's heretic. I'm saying you're getting a kid ready for the performance of mitzvahs, but you don't have to do it in the exact oifen that an adult would have to do it in. So he says, even though the Magen Avraham is a chumrah in hilchas chinuch when it comes to being yetzer the mitzvah of dalet minim. And the Mishnah Berurah, who brings them to the Midday Yasha as a Kula, turns out by character this Shaila, that the Magen Avraham will be the Kula, and what the Mishnah Berurah is bringing down, B'Shem, the Midday Yasha is going to be the Chumrit. Why? He says like this, a Kotten who's kindergarten, 5 years old, 6 years old, 7 years old, 8 years old, he doesn't have Yehurim. He doesn't have thoughts, he's not hanging out with women is not going to do anything to him. Not women anyway, so, but Lamaisa, it's not the gaya that there should be Isurim. And if an adult would be Bechiai Gavl in the same situation, there would be no Isur. Horaya. There are Gemaras that bring down, Kamma Gemaras, that talk about where we know that Rebbe took on his shoulders his Kalim, the Kalim, daughter in law during the Hasim. And Shaila's, what is he doing? Lamaisa, there were those Tanoim that knew that they would not be nichshul in certain averus, and they didn't have to keep certain achokis because they didn't have the issue of being nichshul. Meaning, the same idea applies here. Some people are saying, "Okay, me too." And the raya is that you're not like that because you say, "Me too." Anyway. So it comes out from here, and it's a gewaldig zustell what Rav Moshe said. So therefore, a child who's, if you're mechanic your child when he's young, and you have to think about the pshat that it's tully and what an adult would be mechuyev in if he was in that situation, and you have to think of the child as an adult in the same way an adult has his chiyuv, and you have to apply the same things to a child, that it's not going to be negaya to ask a person from sending to a kohen yeshiva. Because when there's an absence of yerurim and the chance for being nitchel, then an adult also doesn't have to keep, that it doesn't have to be separate from the woman, like we see from the Tanoim. So therefore, in this particular case, if a child is going to be sent to a school which has girls and boys together at an age where yerurim is not shayach, according to the Magen Avraham's mahalach, that you apply together of what an adult would be chayach reporter in, you'd also be allowed to send the kid to a kohen school. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, who's bringing down from the Midah Yesha, who was the possibility that it's the Martha, that the idea is it hergil the mitzvahs, and not the strict and diktuk. You don't apply the idea, whatever the adult is chayav in, that's the same get you apply to the child, but rather it's like the idea of hergil, that you have to get the kid ready for mitzvahs, even from the youngest of ages. If you get your child ready, or you get him accustomed to being with girls, it's something that doesn't stop. If a boys and girls are together and they're rogil in being together, he says that's not preparing your child for a future of being separate from girls. And if you learn, ironically, if you stay with the kula of the Bigdei Yesha, it's going to be a chumra lagabi de shaila of sending your child to a kohen yeshiva. And a very interesting sushta. Mamish, a beautiful sushta.
Well,
it could be right. Even Plague with Lechari should be able to send. That's correct.
But what does it say to Mamish Abram?
What about this?
He makes a list.
But again, realize this, that there is an age where a kid doesn't have the das to become, to understand that he is Ravil in this particular Amhav. Meaning when a child is 4 years old, or 5 years old, at that particular age already, he's not getting a haragil yet. He wouldn't be mechanachim for lulav and esrog or for any other mitzvah. So you're not going to be mechanachim either.
So this
is a
yichud doesn't start so early.
What?
There's a problem
with yichud. Yeah, also yichud, but here he's talking about mixing between the two. And that's more of an issue of hirhurim than it is an issue of yichud. Because anyways, there's no issue of yichud because there's men and women in the same room, a lot of people there.
But
look, that depends on the rules of the school and this. And when I started my career in chinuch, I taught in a day school, and they had boys and girls together in the school in separate classes. The school in Kibbutz Lilka, and no, the yeshiva of Central Queens. So it was a school that had mixed, but it was separate for the classes. So I see, he had a principal that was very, very careful with it. If they went out of school and they went traveling, so but in the school, it wasn't shy that a person could come to that because it was a very strict type, and they were on different wings. So one was on one side of the school, the other was on the other side of the school. Okay, whatever it is, but I'm saying, but the yichud is not really the issue. The issue is, the issue is on the taruvus and the mixing between the boys and the girls.
Who's in the Magen Avraham would be making in this case?
We're not saying that. We're saying according to the Magen Avraham's longness. The Magen Avraham's longness that he is saying. What? What, like 4 year old and 5 year old?
No, even whatever it is, whatever the stuff, that's far as still
being the point. Look, because they're not at an age that they understand that they're going to get accustomed. They're not going to get accustomed to it. Like my son is now in first grade. He doesn't remember that in when he was 3 years old in Beis Yaakov, he was in class with girls. He didn't remember that. We are getting calls at the phone at night. I'm not sure what. She says hello. It's a Haley or whatever.
Do you remember any of the girls from the nursery?
It's not Nishkin Raya. No, you should have seen the nursery. Okay. Right, anyway. Alright. So let us move on over here, because this is what Rabbi Shah, his natiya was, the Rabbi Shah said either way, he wanted to time it like this. He wanted to time it that even if you hold like the Magen Avraham, even the Magen Avraham would be masked. That you couldn't send to a co-ed yeshiva, a co-ed school. Why? Because he says this. Okay, maybe you could say this word. Go ahead. What's the reason?
I've got it already. It's
not too long.
Because even though he's machbor and he's makel, this is machbor in the case of the ruach.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean he's makel in the case when you have.
But why? 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 The svara seems to say that he would.
Because an adult, you can't say because an adult.
If an adult was in a scenario where there was no hirurim and there were no possible isurim.
There's a possibility of hirurim. There's a possibility.
No, not like I said. My tzir was the Ramesha brings the tzir of these tanoim who had this halakite that they actually did not have that. I usually don't like to say Chassidisha myself, but someone just told me actually.
The parents come pick up the kids. It's always something.
Which Rebbe was it?
Parents come pick up the kids.
Which Rebbe is sick? He's in the mountains now. Galena Rebbe. Someone told me he was in the hospital and they had to be. He was in California in the hospital. You heard this, Meister? And they called up Schwarzenegger to make sure that he would have all women, all men nurses. And he's being brought into surgery, and all of a sudden they hear a shriek from the Rebbe from the room, and they don't know what's happening, and they call out the Shabbos from outside, something's going crazy, something's happening, we can't get him into the surgery, whatever, he was in anesthesia already, and he was falling into, and he totally came out of it, and he's screaming, and they walked in, and they asked, and the Rebbe, I guess, told him, and he asked, did you have any women? And he says, no, we're listening. and they chap. There was one woman who had set up something for him there, and it touched him, and see, he couldn't be saved then. So he was magish that a woman is touching him. Now, you know,
I heard from somebody that was there.
I'm sure it's true. I'm sure it's true. But to be honest with you, I get nothing from the story. I happen to not get anything from the story. It doesn't do anything for me. Why? Because he's such a... I just don't get it. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is? Because most people that hear these stories, they're more hailing than me. I don't have that ability to relate to this idea. You know, to me, halakhite, this comes in different forms and fashions. It doesn't come like this. But maybe it does. It's my psor. It's my psor. We all have chesreinus. This is my psor. I can't relate to that halakhite. Anyway, you'll help me. You'll help me, Mashal. Okay. Now... Let's see why. Let's talk about the story of why this chiluk that you're making actually comes out in a svar. Ken Zeinman Moshe says that when it came to the mitzvah of Dalad Minim, in that case he was b'shev al pasuk. Right? The Mogen Avraham says you didn't give anything to him and you. You're not yotze your mitzvah of chiyu. You're not yotze mitzvah of chiyu of chinuch. You're not yotze, fine, you're not yotze. So in that particular case, you're not yotze, but you didn't do anything harmful in that case. You didn't harm the child. So now I'm going to have wrong to say in that particular case, okay, fine, very nice. You know what? You're not yotze the mitzvah of chinuch. But there's no harm that came over the child in not being yotze the mitzvah of chinuch. But who says that the Mogen Avraham would be masking in a case where harm could befall the child? Meaning you're actively introducing him to a situation where he's becoming murgle in Tarubis. So under those circumstances, perhaps even the Mogen Avraham would be masking. And because he wants to say that like the Mogen Avraham also, it would be the case that he would be machmir. So Moshe really came out very stark against Kohet Day Schools. And the only time he was matter at the end of the tshuva, you can look it up if you want, I'll give you the Marmokim later. The only reason he was, only place he was making was out of town where the only other alternative was a public school. Because then he held, then the laws of being mechanic the child in a situation where you're either going to be mechanic the child by putting him into public school or putting him into a day school, Evada was more important to put him into the day school. But in the absence of that particular scenario, so he said that Lamaisi had to be Machman, you couldn't send to a co-ed school. But, he also brought a raya to the Mogen Avraham that the mitzvah of chinuch, is dafka to do it in a way where the father, where the gadol would be yotze in that scenario, and not this idea that you have to get a murgol, but about you don't have to do it exactly the right way. He brought a raya from the Gemara in Chagiga. Let's have a look at the Mishnah in the Gemara in Chagiga. The Mishnah says like this: Hakil chayovim b'ri'iyah. Everyone is chayiv in going aliyah l'regel. Chutz v'cheir sheita v'kotten. Kotten, see, I underlined there, so obviously there's something important about it. He is not chayev in aliyah l'regel. V'tumtum v'adrogenes v'noshim v'avodim she'enam v'shukhorin. Tachiger also is important. Tachiger is someone who's crippled, he can't walk. He's not chayev in aliyah l'regel. V'asuma, a blind person, v'achila v'azokin, v'shiriyachal alis v'ragnal. Okay. So we have a lachleikis in the Mishnah. What is a kotten at this particular stage? Jesu kotten. So, kol she'ena yochel lirkev al ksif of shalom yivalalis nushalayim laharabayis divi beshama. What is a cotton? A person that can't get up on the shoulders of his father and ride on his father's shoulders from Yushalayim to Harabayis, from the entrance to Yushalayim to Harabayis. So meaning, the cotton that we say in the Mishnah, which is potter from Aliyah L'Regel, is not a cotton up to Bar Mitzvah. It means that there's a certain stage that the cotton is mechuyev al tzchiruch. Or the father is mechuyev to mechanech his child to bring him aliyah l'regel. So Beishamai holds that the time is when a child could climb on his father's shoulders and be able to sit on his father's shoulders the entire ride from the entrance to Yerushalayim all the way to Har HaBayis. Beis Hillel says kol she'ena yochel lechais biyodei shel avi v'laleis mishalayim l'Har HaBayis. The cotton that we say is potter is only if he can't hold his father's hand and walk up from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis. But if he can hold his father's hand and walk with him from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis, then he's chayiv, even if he's a cotton, or the father is mechuyiv to be mechanachim, shenemar, shalish regalim. That if it's possible to walk somewhat, now Josh has cause for question, but it's not for the topic of the shiur, so then the halacha is, he takes him, he has to take him. Okay. So the Gemara then asks later on, boy Rib Shimon, cotton chiger, l'divei bei shamai, v'suma l'divei shnei, ma'u. Rib Shimon asks, a cotton who's a chiger, if you have a cotton who's also a chiger, so the cotton who's a cripple, right? It's an interesting case, a cotton. But he's also a chiger. He has two chesreinus. Now, we mean the cotton here, we mean a cotton that's mechuyev, not the cotton that's potter, but the cotton that was mechuyev, but he's also a cripple. What's going to be the din here? Hey, chidom, ilay v'chiger she'enu yachol ispashet, v'sumah she'enu yachol ispateyach. If we're talking about a chiger, a cripple that will never walk, or a sumah that will never see, hash the gadol potter, cotton v'voyev. If he were a gadol, he'd be chayev. He'd be potter, excuse me. So we have to ask the shayla by a gadol or bad nish. No, what we're really asking the shayla in is someone that is a chiger, is a cripple, that eventually will become able to walk before he becomes bar mitzvah. Man, what's the din? Omer Abaye, Zot Abaye, Kol Eicha, the Godel Mechayev, Midayaisa, Kotan Nami Mechanchen Le Midabon. Any time that if in the same situation a gadol would be mechuyev, then a cotton we have to be mechanechem midrabbonim. But kol eicha the gadol potter midayaisa. But any time a gadol was potter midayaisa, midrabbonim kotter nami potter. So what do you see over here? You manage to see that a cotton that would be mechuyev in this particular case, al tzchinuch, he's either according to Beis Shammai someone who can ride on his father's shoulders. Or according to Basil, he's a fellow that can be walked up there. He's mechuyev. Nervos. The issue is he's also a chiger. So this is mamish the shaila that we're talking about in the machlekes achrayim. We have a chiger. What? No, he can't. This is the where he can't.
No, the first shot is kol she'en yachol l'chayev. He can't write.
So that's when he's not tzai. That's when he has a pure cotton. We're talking about here a case where the guy. No. If he can't do it, he's not.
If he can't carry him, that means he's chai to take him.
No. That's a really good mission.
Why not? I mean, every child that you.
If you can carry him, he's now. If he's
space, you can carry. One girl can carry you, so it's very light.
If the cotton can stay on your shoulders and ride on your shoulders to get there, then he is chayiv to bring him to the little rag. That's Beis Shammai's. That's Beis Shammai's chiyuv. Beis Hillel holds no. You walk with him at
that age.
You have to bring him also. So you hold one's hand for a little bit, and you hold the other one's hand for a little bit. You have two at the same time. Anyway, that's not the case. That's not the reading of the
Mishnah. Calling the father.
Now, Rabbi Sai, what?
No, I think you're wrong.
What? Yes, he's able. He's mechuyev al the mitzvah. Our boss, he has a different soul. He has a different problem. He's a chiger. So in this particular case, we have a chiyuv to be mechanechem in mitzvahs. So we said, what are we talking about? A guy that's eventually going to become. He's going to become able to walk. So what does the Gemara conclude over here? The Gemara concludes here, my Omer Abaye, kol heicha de gadol mechayev midaraisa, kol nami mechanechem le midarabon. Only if a gadol in that same seer would be mechuyev, do you have a chiyuv to be mechanech the cotton in that same seer. So if he's not so mechuyev as an adult in that seer, then you don't have a chiyuv to mechanech him now as a kid. So what is that telling us for Beferush? It's telling us that because he's a chiger, at this particular moment, you're not chayuv to take him because a gadol in the same scenario would be potter. Masha'en Kain, if he wasn't a chiger, then eventually he'd have a chiyuv. But Eyes, he's a chiger now, even though he's mechuyev as cotton, he's older than the age. He's now at the age where the father is mechuyev al tzotten, but al chiger, if we're an adult, he'd be potter, so he's also potter out being a kid. Either father, according to Beis Shammai, could still carry him on the shoulders, Like Beis Hillel, it's not a shayla, right? We know why. Because Beis Hillel says you have to be able to walk at least somewhat on your own. So a chiger can't go. So according to Beis Shammai, you can still carry the chiger on the other regel. The Gemara is saying, Abaya is saying that the halacha is that heyois, that an adult would be a chiger at this moment, wouldn't be mechuyev al yilei regel, so this cotton is not mechuyev. It tells you that when we're cheshbening what the mitzvah of chinuch on the child is not whether we should be margulim in mitzvahs. Because then l'chayri, you should take him also by to tell yilei regel. Nor vos, what's going on here is that the Gemara is telling us that the gather for the chiger mitzvah chinuch is only making a cheshbin if a gadol would be mechuyev with this particular thing, then also you're mechuyev to be mechanic the child at that point. But if not, you're not mechuyev. And the chiger, we say, an adult is brought this, so you're also the same. So what do you see from here? The chayyur is a riot to the Magen Avraham. Because what's the Magen Avraham saying? The Magen Avraham here is the same gather. He says that you're not getzei if you hold the eserig, the lulav and eserig with the child and he makes the bracha. Yes, you can take it back and be yotzei because he weren't machmeh to him. But don't think that you were yotzei a mitzvah here of dalmidim, of being mechanic your child to dalmidim, because right now you didn't do it in an oif, and then if you were an adult, you'd be yotzei the mitzvah. The chayyur is a riot from the Gemara Chagigah, a starker in the Gemara Chagigah, to what we said by, what we said in the Magen Avraham.
There is interesting that
there is room to be
that the child will never be mechayyev in that mitzvah. Because it's the katan. If he wasn't the chigger,
The shaila is when he's going to be able to get up. So the shaila is now. He's going to become later. He's going to become later better. The shaila is, do we have a chigger problem? So if it's a gadol, the same thing would apply too. If he was going to become later able to walk, then he would have to go now. Okay. There is a tzad to be mechalik. Where are we holding in time, by the way? Okay, so we should end up. We're gonna end here. Is that what we're saying? I don't want to put it on one guy. So
speak the powers that be.
The powers that be. A lot of guys. Okay, bye. You're restraining me. Okay. So let's. The Tzuri Yevon, I'll just speak out very, very shortly. The Tzuri Yevon, you can see it for yourself. Tzuri Yevon says that the only thing you see from this Gemara is you don't see a riot, the Magen Avraham necessarily a full-fledged riot. The reason why you don't see a full-fledged riot, he says, is because the only thing you see from this Gemara is that when you have a Ptur that's not a Ptur, Machmas Katnus. A Ptur that's not Machmas Katnus, then you say you need the gather of an adult. But if the ptur that the child has is machmas katnusa, it's because of his young age, you wouldn't say in that case, necessarily, this Gemara would say the same halacha. The reason why the Gemara says the halacha here, that you use the gather of an adult, is because it's something that, it's not a psul in the child, that is because of his katnus. But if there's a psul that's part of his, that's because of his katnus, in that particular situation, you might not apply the rule of a gadol, that if a gadol would be yaitza here, then it would be yaitza here, then you apply the same rule out chinuch to the cotton. You can see it inside later. Agalurcha, you should just know that there was a major stira between the Mishnah Berurah, and maybe at a different time we'll discuss it. There's a major stira, because the Bi'alacha says in Tafresh Nun Zion, take a look at it, the Bi'alacha one liner, the Bi'alacha says there that by Dalet Minin, he holds, you have to have a perfect Dalet Minin. That's kedasu kedin when you're being mechanech a child, and it's a chayrus stira to what the Mishnah Berurah paskins like later on over here when he brings the big dayasha and he says that you're yaitzer your mitzvah chinuch by lending the dalet minim to that particular child. He told there it seems like he holds like the big dayasha that it doesn't have to be exactly kedasu kedin that you could be yaitzer if you were an adult. Sounds that you could lend it to him and he's yaitzer the mitzvah and you're yaitzer your mitzvah chinuch. Mashayim came by buying the Dalet Minim. He says that if there's any psul in the Dalet Minim Alei, he holds that it's no good, and that you're not yotzei a mitzvah chinuch of the child. So the Rav of this shul in Sims about 6 years ago said a very interesting ha'are. He said the lechayyur can be mechalik. He said that when the chesaron is in the chefza of the mitzvah, it's in the chefza of the Dalet Minim, you're not really being mechanach your child, because that's not the eser that the Torah wants. That's not the lulav that the Torah wants. So when it's a din in the chepta of the dover, it's a din in the chepta, so therefore you see the Mishnah Berurah holds that you have to have it exactly the way the Torah wants it to be. But it doesn't mean to say that you have to have every prat every single detail that the Torah wants it to be. If it's a prat that's not in the Chetzah Shal Mitzvah, like for example, the Lochem, it's not a prat in the Chetzah Shal Mitzvah, it's a prat in the person. A prat in the person of the ownership of the Dalet Minim, that L'chorik V'mechalik can say there, the Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to have the exact Minim. But L'maisa, if you're talking about the Chetzah Shal Mitzvah, it has to be something that the Torah wants you to have in the Chetzah Shal Mitzvah. And if there's any chesaron in that, you're not going to be a mitzvah of chinuch at all. But it's not totally in the fact that that you have to use the gather of right now I would be mechuyev or not. It's only in the chetzah shal mitzvah that you have to do that, because that's not the item or object that the Torah wants you to take. Masha'enke, when you're talking about a situation where you're looking at a zaytik azach, not totally in the chetzah shal davar, but a zaytik halacha that it has to be yours, that you don't have to have the exact chiyuv that another person, that an adult would have at that particular moment, the exact gather for him to be yaitzah. That was the Rav of this shul said about 6 years ago. The Rav of this shul, Rabbi Zuckin, the Rosh Hashiva, said this about 6 years ago in Sims. I happened to hear it from a chaver of mine who was in Sims, and I told him what I was saying over tonight, and he told me, he asked me where I'm saying the shir. I said, I think I'm saying Rabbi Zuckin's yeshiva. Oh. So Rabbi Zuckin's yeshiva. Oh, I was in Sims 6 years ago. What?
I
used
to
laugh. What?
I used to laugh.
What happened?
Kaz Abila?
Just
order the rabbi. I don't want. I got to tell you, once more, I didn't like. Oh my.
Small bar. It's going to be 3 minutes. You can leave. Go ahead. Seriously, go. I'm telling you, you should keep yourself. You have to go. I'm telling you, I don't care to talk to myself. It doesn't bother me. It really doesn't bother me. Hey, say by Pesach night, you have to say over. Cash and inheritance, and to yourself. If you're not with anybody else, you have to say that. Sure. And all I have to do is think of myself, and the only thing I'm talking to myself is what we did. Okay. So, we mentioned before that the Nevi'im called. Go down the mountain. Down the mountain. I don't know. The Nesiv writes that the Nevi'im called the Zerusha Sefer HaYoshua. So Sefer HaYoshua, the Nesiv in Abdomen, he asked, why is it called Sefer HaYoshua? And he said very simple. He said that, you know, the Aveira of Sinas Tinam played Kais over the years. And the Torah was trying to warn us from that. The Torah was trying to tell us that before you get the mitzvahs, before you start with the Chiyah mitzvahs, you have to learn the stories of the others who exemplify the idea of Yashus, the idea of Elochkeit, the idea of Derechet. Let's look at Avraham Avinu in this week's parasha. Avraham Avinu davens for Rishoyim to stay alive. It's the trap. Unbelievable. He davens for Rishoyim. He doesn't want people to be killed. Even if he doesn't like them, he doesn't like those people. But he davens for them to be alive. The Torah is bringing up all these examples of the Be'eras and the Yitzchak and all the Yashus of the dealings between the others to teach us that before you have Kiyum HaMitzvahs, you have to have a sense of the Yashus. And he writes a very stark lashon that Be'ayah Sheni, what was the Sinas Sinon? That they call any person who served the Ribbono Shel Olam in a little bit of a different way, if he had a different mahalach in his Avedas Hashem, they call them an Abikayus. Or a spooky. He uses that lashon. And I couldn't help, you can't help, by reading the words in the tzitzit and thinking, do I think the same thing about a guy who wears a kippah sugar? Do I think the same thing about a guy who wears a gartel? It screams out at him. I look at the suede yarmulke, he's a shittos. And I'm telling you, he writes that if you have a different mahalach in Avedas Hashem, they call them a tzuk in Abikaris and Dosleis the Sinas Kinnam from Kuvas Bayashen. So tell him the Gezach. And we're still doing it now. So we spend 2 full volumes almost, Gracious and Shemais, on stories of the fathers, Maisa of the Sinu Levani. And why is that? Why is it? Why is it that we do it through stories? Why don't we just say that loch as Bidah Zayin and Yosha? Why? Why can't we bring mitzvah aleph in the Torah, Zayin and Yosha? Why do you have to tell me all these stories throughout the whole Sefer and waste countless pages just telling me about the stories when you can just say you have a mitzvah right now? You have to be a Yosha. So the Gemara we Mamash mentioned over here, and you spoke about it before, the Gemara and Daf Mem Vav, after the Gemara that tells us, listen to this Gemara. The Gemara says over here, You shouldn't give a dalit meanings or be makhmet to a child in Yom Tovim. At the time of the Yenukir, if you can't, you clearly makhmet. You start at Kunodik Melulav Sh'ein Shalom. The next very good moment, right after this idea, you shouldn't be makhmet to him. The Omer of Zeyre, Loi Leimet Inish Yenukir, Yavino Lach Mimi, don't tell a child you're going to give him something, but Loi Yoheva, that you're not going to give it to him. Mishum Dorasi Leit Murishi. Is going to come to learn that a lot. What's the, normally the Maris will say in one name of Rebzeir and then in another name of Rebzeir, and it doesn't necessarily have to shit with each other, just as we're discussing the names of Rebzeir, you have to be speaking that time of his manner. So Rebbeinu Ramashi wrote down the names together, but this has a connection. There's a warning going on here. If you don't give the child the lulav and esrog, but you just tell him it's his, like you mentioned before. So that's what a person's going to do now. I want a lot of my child now because I want to be hit in the midst of myself. So I'm going to give him the dalit minan. I'm going to say, yeah, it's yours all the way, baby. It's your dalit minan. But you're not being magnetic. You take it back and you get it served. That's why the next Gemara tells you don't do it. Because when you tell your child you're doing something and you don't do it, you're teaching your child wrong. You know why we have to learn the stories? Because you can learn all the halachas that you do in the face. The halachas of the Ashrish, you don't learn from Svarim. You learn by example. You learn from people that show. And that's why the Torah is replete with these advices of Maisa Pavis Simon Rabbanim. Because the only way we learn to be a Yosha is not by learning Halacha and Shulchan Aruch and saying that's right in the Yosha. The Gansa Chesh and Mishkan is probably in these stories and learning the gracious and Shemais by being Erech and being a Yosha and caring for others and have their heritage. Because we learn what we see. That's the Gemara that we learn. That's the highest level of Chiruch, the Mitzvah of Chiruch. To prepare for an adult to be a Yosha first. And then all the rest of the